256 isn't exactly a round number. It's actually a perfect square, 16 squared. It's also the birthday that Mozart would be celebrating today. I'm Jeffrey Freiman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts. The number 256 got me thinking. All of Mozart's works were assigned a catalog number by the musicologist Ludwig von Kerschel. What work of Mozart's was Kerschel number 256? It turns out to be an interesting piece, one that I'd never heard of before. It's a concert aria that sounds for all the world like it might have inspired Rossini's Figaro or Gilbert and Sullivan's Modern Major General. It's called Clarice cara mia sposa. In the lyrics, the tenor is rattling off all the means by which he is going to win the love of Clarice, with grammar, rhetoric, logic, physics, mathematics. Occasionally, he's interrupted by her father. At the top of the score, it says, in a tempo suitable for a big chatterbox. Clever or just plain difficult lyrics sung at breakneck speed have always been crowd pleasers.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information vegetable and
this particular contribution to the genre by Mozart was written in September of 1776 in Salzburg. While it's no Jupiter Symphony or Eine kleine Nachtmusik, it does serve as a reminder that 256 years after his birth, Mozart can still come up with some impressive surprises. As the tenor sings to Clarice, we'll see the whole world stupefied. And for the Bay Area, that's the State of the Arts.